and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment. It's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side, and I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.
I'm Sasha Shipway and welcome to The Netball Show with Viper 10. This week, Surrey Storm's Emily Gulvin tells us about making her debut against some of the players she's trained against.
It just felt really nice that the first time that I actually stepped onto a Super League court was surrounded by players that I actually know quite well and I've trained alongside. Tamsin was on the court, had a lovely chat with her afterwards.
England Netball have launched a new three-year coaching strategy and Sian told us about their aims for it.
We want people to read the document, you know, be able to see the story, the journey we've gone on as a governing body, and then arrive at the end of the document and go, oh yeah, actually, I already know what they want to do. And that is that more, better and inspired and connected coaches. And if people just remember that and they understand what that means for them, then I've done my job and that strategy speaks for itself.
Heads up for Team Bath fans, don't miss the special extra podcast this week as we hear from Rachel Shaw, Serena Guthrie and head coach Jess Thirlby to preview the upcoming season.
Emily Gulvin, Surrey Storm 2019. I thought we'd have a quick look at how you got started. Was it at school?
Yeah, I started playing in primary school. And then my secondary school had some really good PE teachers that were sort of specific for netball. And so that was really helpful. We went to nationals every single year. So I had a really good school set up. And yeah, they sort of pushed me to go to Termford, which has then really helped progress my netball. So yeah, really appreciative of my school teachers for that.
And playing for Termford, that speaks for itself really. But how important have they been to you so far to where you are today?
Yeah, Termford are really important. I think I sort of joined them when I was about 15, which is normally a bit later than most people. Most people go when they're sort of younger. But sort of since that age, that's when my netball's really progressed. So I think, you know, clearly they've had a really important impact. Head coach at the minute is Danny Titmus of our Prem 1 squad. I've known her for a really long time, so she's really supportive. And yeah, I can sort of, I really like how the way that she coaches. And yeah, get to learn a lot from her.
The nice thing was, we've been in touch with a Termford spokesman who said how you've worked your way through the regionals to Prem, vice captain of the squad, easily the quickest player on court and one of the hardest workers. So how does that make you
really
feel?
That's really nice to hear. Yeah, as I said, Termford are really important to me, so hearing that kind of feedback is really nice.
I'll tell you who said that after we finish the interview, all right?
Okay.
So how were you spotted to trial for Storm's NPL?
I think I was around 14, 15. I went along to a regional summer camp and Emma Blackmore was coaching there and she was head coach of Storm at the time, of the Storm under 19 setup. And yeah, she invited me along to trial and then I've been with Storm ever since.
But it maybe wasn't a case of you following Storm at the time, because didn't you also follow Mavs?
Mavericks was my sort of region. So any time that tickets were available for schools or for clubs or for region, it would always sort of be pushed to go and watch Mavericks. But I did really like a lot of the players over at Storm, particularly Tamsin Greenway, Pamela Cookie, pretty much all of them, to be honest. And so, yeah, when Emma invited me along to trials, that was just incredible for me because, yeah, Storm was who I was really aspiring to be. And the opportunity to play alongside that kind of player was incredible.
You made your debut then against a lot of those players at Wasps last season, wasn't it? So people like Sophia and Hannah and Amy.
Yeah, that felt really special. My first year or two training alongside Super League when I was still in the under-19 setup was with all of those players there. So, yeah, it just felt really nice that the first time that I actually stepped onto a Super League court was surrounded by players that I actually know quite well and I've trained alongside. Tamsin was on the court, had a lovely chat with her afterwards. So, yeah, making my debut against Wasps did feel special.
And last season as well, you would have been playing with people like Mickey and Georgia in the same squad?
Absolutely, watching them. And then, particularly when I was over at the under-19s, they're sort of a couple of years older than me. So, right, they're the exact people that I'm sort of aspiring to be when I'm 16 years old. So, yeah, then that realisation that, well, actually now I'm playing alongside them is just amazing.
How was that step up from NPL to Super League? Is there a noticeable change?
Yeah, I think there is a noticeable step up, even in terms of sort of the pace of the game, and it can be a bit rougher. You have to be a bit, you know, you have to stand your ground a bit more. I think it's helped having an under 21 team. I think that jump from under 19s to Super League is quite big, but actually having the under 21 set up for the last couple of years helped me a lot to sort of prepare, because you're starting to play alongside sort of younger people that are playing in the Super League that are also playing across under 21s, playing Prem 1. And Prem 2 is really helpful because, again, there's similar players that are playing across both leagues. So I think that's helped to prepare me a lot and minimise that step a bit, especially having the support of particularly the Super League team this year, Katie Holland, Mickey Austin. That's a really supportive setup. So the step up doesn't feel as big as I think I first thought it would be.
How's the balance between the studying and the training and Super League as well?
Yeah, well, I'm studying at the University of Surrey, so it's obviously everything's nice and close together, so I don't have to do much travelling, which is amazing. And the uni of it, really supportive. I'm on a sports scholarship there, so get sort of various different things offered to me, which does help make things a bit better, although I am in final year, so that is a little bit more stressful than previously. But it's just, you know, managing my own time and having, we've got a really good S&C coach, Tom, who helps me to manage all the things that I'm doing, and Mickey as well. I can always just go and chat to her about sorting my time out, so that's really helpful.
I needed to ask you about Fast Five. What was that like for you?
Fast Five was amazing. Obviously, having Shani Layton was just incredible. When I found out that she was coming, well, when the whole team found out she was coming, it was just like, there was a real hype around it. The energy that she brought, being able to train with her for sort of the week and a half before, which is amazing. She's a really inspirational person and just brought this real drive to the team, which I think has still stayed with us. And yeah, Fast Five, one of the most nervous I've been, I think, beforehand, just knowing how many people were watching, both at the Copper Box and sort of on the TV, and then playing alongside Shani. And yeah, it being sort of our first step out as the new Storm squad this season. So yeah, there was a lot of nerves, but also a lot of excitement around Fast Five. I really enjoyed the day. Really looking forward to hopefully it happening again next year.
The good thing is, looking at the new side for 2019, it seems like you're a side that just almost has clicked instantly. Would that be true?
Yeah, I think that is true. The vibe around the team this year is really, really nice. Really supportive atmosphere. Again, because new players have sort of come in again, that sort of mixes it up a little bit. But actually, it's all fitted in really nicely. I think I feel really comfortable this season with all of the players. And, you know, we can have a laugh together, but also crack on and work hard in training, which I think is really important.
What about the fact that Serena's back at Bath, Cat's here at Sirens? As a player, I suppose you can't wait to play those kind of games along with everything else.
Yeah, I mean, that just makes it even more exciting. Having that sort of level of player back in the Super League just raises the bar a little bit more and also adds to all the sort of excitement around the games. So, you know, more fans coming to watch or tuning in on the TV or more sort of talk around the games, I think, yeah, is really important and really, really exciting. Obviously, our first game is against Scotland, so an exciting one to start off with.
Staying with Storm, and they've confirmed their full coaching lineup for the season ahead. For the Super League, Mickey Austin is head coach and will be assisted by Emily Nemeth and Danny Mudridge. Becky Harrison-Smith remains as team manager. Sam Horton is head coach for the under-19s and can't wait to get the season started.
Really pleased to have been announced this week as the Surrey Storm under-19 head coach. Feel really proud and privileged to be working alongside some pretty amazing coaches. That list is full of amazing women, so feel really proud and always exciting to be part of the Storm family again for another year. Preparation has been going well so far. The girls have worked really, really hard in pre-season, so really looking forward to getting the full season underway and putting out there what we can do.
Emily Nemeth is head of pathway at Storm and told us about Mickey's qualities.
Do you know what? Mickey genuinely has blown me away. I've worked with a lot of people in sport across many, many different sports, and she's just someone who gets the job done and puts her money where her mouth is and leads by example. And I've just been so pleased to have her kind of as a friend and as a colleague, and I'm just really impressed with what she's put out. So working with her sort of on the bench, working with her at training, and then working with her with the pathway, I've enjoyed every second of it, and I know there's exciting things to come.
What was it like being around Ziggy last season? Fans and staff almost warmed to her quickly and fed off that amazing personality that she has.
Ziggy is one of those human beings that you have no choice but to adore. And I think when you have one of those in a sporting environment, people just want to see her succeed. They want to help her succeed. They want to be around her so they can succeed. She just brings a great energy. She's got a great work ethic. And the exciting thing about someone like Ziggy is she's got so much potential and so much more to give. So, yeah, she's fantastic. And I'm so glad that the fans saw it straight away, that they can buy into her as a human and generally get behind her netball journey.
You'll be looking forward to the season starting nice and early, start of January, Super 10. Everybody gets a chance to see the teams live for the first time.
Yeah, and I think when Super 10 comes around, it really does just show you what you've got to do and where you're going to have to work hard and where other people are going to have to work hard against you. There are so many exciting signings across the board. I don't think any franchise is suffering this year. Everyone's got strength. And I think that Super 10 round is just going to really open everyone's eyes up to what it's going to be to play each other. But extremely exciting.
Well, we've got a Staples account, so let us know if you need a notepad.
Thanks. You can come and notary for us if you want. Come and make some notes on the sideline.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
It's a netball show with Viper 10, and did you realise that 1.4 million women and girls play netball at some point during a typical season, and 73% of netballers say coaching makes their experience a lot better? So with stats like that, England Netball have come up with a coaching strategy for the next couple of years, and Sean Foley-Cora, the head of coaching, joins me now. How much planning did that take?
Well, it took about 10 months of consultation, research, speaking to players, speaking to coaches, speaking to anybody involved in netball. And it's been a bit of a labour of love, don't get me wrong, but it's been really great to get the views of all the people that are touched by coaches and are involved in netball. And now we have a really bold 3-year strategy in place to look at how we get more coaches, better coaching happening, and inspire and connect our coaches across England.
The thing is as well, it will be the inclusion of ideas from around the country and obviously taking these into account when you've been planning it.
Absolutely, and that was really important to us because we know that across the country, whilst the sport of netball is absolutely the same, we know that in different areas of the country, they experience different challenges, whether that be because they're a more rural area or they're more diverse in terms of the types of people that play netball. So it was really important to us to make sure that we consulted with all members of the netball family, so we felt confident that what we were putting in place for coaches would really support them and help them on their coaching journey and to play netball more often.
I get the impression after reading the document that the feeling is that it's about first-class netball through that coaching, from the grassroots all the way right up, and help to produce those Super League and internationals of the future.
Yeah, definitely. I think the key for me is that making sure that people don't think that being the best coach means that you have to be the next England Roses coach like Tracy Neville. Actually, you can have an aspiration in life to be the best bat netball coach or the best children's coach that you want to be. And it's our job at England Netball to make sure that we provide the best support, the best training, and the best guidance to make sure that people are able to be the best they can be, whatever path they decide to choose.
How does this compare to maybe previous plans that have existed in the past?
Well, interestingly, this is actually the first time England Netball have ever released a coaching strategy. So we've always had a strategy to grow the game and to support all different areas of the game, be it volunteers or officials or coaches. But there's never actually been a standalone coaching strategy that's been released. So for me, that's a really important milestone because it actually shows to anybody that's an existing coach or who actually wants to be part of the coaching family that we really value what our coaches do and we're putting direct resource into the support that we give those people.
Last time we spoke as well, it's obviously about thinking and starting your coaching journey and including things that are maybe a bit outside the box, watching a lot of the sport. Those kind of things just help towards that overall coaching, whatever word I'm looking for, coaching personality, I suppose.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think the really important thing for us is that we don't profess to be the experts in coaching full stop. We know netball very well. We know what our coaches want and need. But there are lots of different sports, industries, coaching that can provide anybody involved in coaching, be it netball or other sports, with the tools and the confidence and the knowledge to be the best you can be. So actually part of the strategy is encouraging that growth mindset, encouraging our coaches to really seek opportunities, to understand themselves better so they know what learning they need to access. We'll absolutely signpost and guide those people because not everybody has the confidence to know what they need or want. However, the best type of coaches are curious and want to know more and want to continuously invest in their own development. So that's definitely a strong theme within the strategy, absolutely.
So the plan is split into three goals then really, isn't it? More coaching, better coaching, and having those inspired and connected coaches.
Yeah, you've got it in one, Andy, if you remember nothing else.
I've been reading
from
the
today.
28-page document.
No, and that's what we want. We want people to read the document, you know, be able to see the story, the journey we've gone on as a governing body, and then arrive at the end of the document and go, oh yeah, actually, I already know what they want to do. And that is that more, better and inspired and connected coaches. And if people just remember that and they understand what that means for them, then I've done my job and that strategy speaks for itself. And that's what we wanted it to be. We didn't want it to be something that gathered dust on the shelf or, you know, end up being a doorstop. We wanted it to be something that people read and it meant something to them, because it's really important with a sport that relies so much on volunteers and individuals in coaching that gives so much to the sport, that actually they read something and felt that they were being spoken to and listened to. And that's what this document tries to tell the story of, really.
Better coaching, that's obviously through the support offered and, I don't know, maybe more sessions and access to the higher qualified coaches.
For me, better coaching is not necessarily at all as saying as a governing body that we don't have really good coaches. It's about actually having that ethos that as a coach, you never stop learning. And we want to make sure that by having the best coaches and those that are invested in their own learning involved in netball, that by default will mean that we get more netballers staying in the sport, wanting to play the sport and hopefully wanting to transition into that role of a coach, because they want to give something back.
It's easy to say, but just getting the coaches inspired and connecting as well.
Yeah, and the thing is, for me, it's things like podcasts that you guys do so well. It's using social media. It's using different forms of communicating, be it videos or blogs or face-to-face courses. We need to make sure that we create that coaching family. And we talk really passionate about it in general, about netball. But actually, we need to start connecting our coaches better, because coaching can be quite a lonely profession. I mean, if you look at most of our coaches, they coach at the end of the day, most of the time after they've got a full-time job. And their biggest reflections are at 10 o'clock at night in the car on the way home. How great would it be that we start to provide them with sort of 24/7 opportunities to learn and reflect and connect with others, which means that they are more likely to stay within coaching, because we know generically in coaching through research that's been done by our partners, you know, almost 40% of coaches leave the sport every year, and that's across all sports. And they often cite that it's because they don't feel supported and they feel quite isolated. So that really resonated with us at Netball, and we want to make sure that we don't lose people, because people invest so much to get qualified, to commit. We then don't want to lose that enthusiasm and commitment just because we've not supported them in the best way we can.
How do you go about measuring the success of this? And will you have set goals to be able to track and reach?
Yeah, so as part of our Your Game, Your Way strategy, which is the overall strategy to grow netball, we know that we want to get 10,000 more people playing netball every year. And we know that, you know, 2/3 of netballers, 3/4 of netballers even access coaching on a weekly basis. So for us, if we can help support the sport to achieve that 10,000 every year through our big netball conversation that goes out every year, we ask people about their satisfaction with coaching, how valuable it is. We will use all of those measures to tell us the story every year of how successful we are and the progress we're making. And within the strategy, we've got 2 or 3 quite key insight pieces that will start to unpick populations of coaches for us that we know we probably haven't spoken to the most recently. So our talent and high performance group, those that deliver back to netball. So through research like that and the measures we have as a sport to our funders, that will start to tell us the story of how successful we are.
We got the Netball World Cup here next year as well. So things like that, we can almost expect maybe a swell in the interest in coaching that we saw similar to when we won gold.
Oh, definitely. And that is such an exciting platform to have within the period of the strategy, to not only have a World Cup, but a home World Cup. You know, in the first year, we're already plotting what our roads to Liverpool are within our different areas of the sport. You know, we've learned really well from the Commonwealth Games gold what it takes to deliver on legacy. So we had so many parents, trainee coaches that wanted coaching courses, and we need to make sure that we have coaching courses there and ready to go for people to book onto. But also, more importantly, once those people have trained up, how do we make sure we take hold of that enthusiasm and direct them to sessions or to clubs that really need support? Because the last thing we want is loads of newly qualified coaches with nowhere to go. In the same way, we don't want loads of people inspired to play netball with nowhere to play netball. So definitely the World Cup is an unbelievable opportunity to not only showcase the sport to the world, but like we've seen with the Commonwealth Games, showcase the sport to people in England who probably didn't even know the sport existed or had a really stereotypical view of netball that isn't what you see now at Super League and world level, which is athletic, fast, incredible technique. So yeah, can you tell I'm excited about the World Cup?
Not the only one. Well, the good news is the entire strategy is online, along with plenty of information on training, blogs, courses that you run as well. So maybe where are you on Twitter and how can we find it all online?
Yeah, so online it's englandnetball.co.uk/coaching. If you haven't already followed us on Twitter, why not? Get on there. It's at @encoaching_. And if you want to also follow us on Facebook, it's facebook.co.uk/englandnetballcoaching. You know, thank you guys for all your support. We really do appreciate it. And, you know, from our perspective, coaches make the game. We want to hear from you. We want you to follow us. And yeah, get involved and tell us what you need from us.
There's plenty going on over the break. And as the only UK netball podcast, keep up to date with us on Twitter as the 2019 season is just weeks away. Tickets are available for you to be part of Super 10 in Birmingham on January the 5th via englandnetball.co.uk. We'll see you there. Next episode, we hear from Dan Ryan, who's back as head coach for Netball Northern Ireland, who are pushing for a successful Netball World Cup, and he'll be assisting Karen at Manchester Thunder.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment, it's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side, and I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.